Riviera Radio. Business.
Tesla shares actually were up 10% yesterday. This is on news they're being admitted to the S&P 500 index next month. Can we hold on to those gains? Will it be a similar pattern to we saw last week? An initial burst of enthusiasm, then easing back slightly as the reality of a long rollout looms large. We are calling the FTSE down 12 points. The open DAX over in Frankfurt down 27 points. CAC in Paris down 10 points.
Been quite a few days for Mr. Musk, hasn't it?
It's been quite a few days. Has he got COVID or he hasn't got COVID?
Yeah, he's tested positive. And, of course, his rocket is now docked with the International Space Station. So
yes, he's certainly been a busy boy.
World domination, you know, as long as he can recover from COVID-19.
I like Elon Musk, I have to say, because there's lots of people after the money made on PayPal would have enjoyed themselves around the Riviera rather than going on to build a new business and to risk it all once again. And you've got to be in awe of people like that. There's no doubt about it.
It's a bit of a non-conformist, isn't it, really?
Yeah, that's all right. Not too bad. Have you seen that truck he's building?
Yes.
Is it called the Cyber Truck or something?
Yeah, it
like
looks
that?
Pretty good, doesn't it?
Could see you hammering down down the Riviera in the morning into Monte Carlo.
Not sure about that. Now, are we getting a bit carried away with these vaccines? I mean, there's still a lot of safety checks to be done on them, isn't there?
There is. Well, they've got to be approved, number one. And there's also considerations around how long immunity will last, what the side effects are likely to be. Will people take it? This vaccine hesitancy that we talk so much about. World Health Organization has listed that as one of the top 10 threats in the world. So in terms of health threats. So there are some other aspects to consider, but what we have, or what science has proved, is they have the ability at least to tame the virus, and given the coordinated response that we've seen from the medical community, we should embrace and rejoice in that.
Well, it's no wonder they're so keen to develop vaccines, because it's a license to print money for Big Pharma, isn't it?
They will make money. I mean, the numbers you're talking about are obviously significant. Whether it's going to, you know, I don't think you'll see them cash in a way that would alienate government regulators and indeed the public, one would suggest.
So, well, no, but I mean, the thing is, you know, if you have a medicine that has to be taken regularly, like once a year with two shots perhaps, and it's a bit like a statin, you know, when people have to go on taking them, and the vaccine's going to have to be renewed every year by the looks of it.
That may well be the case, and certainly it has been positive. And actually, I think if you look at COVID-19, it goes beyond simply the vaccine, in an understanding that there'll be more money needed to be allocated for research and development in terms of medical investments over the course of the next few years. These companies will continue to benefit from that. So a structural change in terms of how much is allocated towards health, I think, will be a result of COVID-19.
I think governments need to start leaning on Big Pharma to work harder on developing new antibiotics, because traditionally they haven't done, because it's not a big money spinner.
Well, I mean, you can get into a whole debate around this. When you look at antibiotics, you could argue the fact that they've been dispensed far too freely in the past, and that has made them less effective than they perhaps should be. So, I'm not sure we have time
for
that debate this morning.
Well, it's changing times. I mean, you know, bugs are always going to find a way of getting around barriers, aren't they? So you just need to keep constantly working to update the system.
And that's also, a question that you have around COVID as well. For example, if it mutates into other types of strains, will these vaccines be equally effective? What will you have to do to change them in order to meet that new requirement? So, yes, the scientific community certainly have their challenges ahead of them.
Yeah, I don't think the mutation of the COVID is as challenging, so I was reading, because they can adapt those vaccines fairly easily to fit the mutation.
Well, apparently so. Given the process that's been put in place, the fact that it's a sort of scientific approach to those triggers for immunity, you can put in the new strand that you want to try and deal with, and apparently the scientists can work on that. But clearly it's well outside my field of expertise.
Well, should we talk about genetic sequencing now then? Or
not really, no.
Okay, let's move on to EasyJet. Looking like pretty poor results, has to be said, and no surprise, but at least they're sitting on a fairly big cash pile.
They've got a big cash pile and they've been raising more money. They raised, I think, $368 million through a sale and lease back agreement on its A320 jets they've announced this morning. Also selling slots at Stansted to rival Ryanair. EasyJet shares have rallied over the course of the past few weeks. We should remember they're still down 45% year to date. Revenue in line with estimates. Full year loss was significant, no doubt about that. Perhaps no surprise, £835 million not paying a dividend. For 2020, it said passenger numbers fell 50%, came in at a mere 48.1 million. Will not offer guidance for the current year, of course, due to the virus. They said they expect to fly no more than 20% capacity in the first quarter.
Ready? Vodafone.
Is that what their line? It's not the greatest catchphrase, that, is it?
The advert they've got running on LBC for about the last 10 years.
Okay, Vodafone, the world's second largest mobile operator, said it was increasingly confident about its full-year performance after a resilient first half. Vodafone increased its target range for earnings to between £14.4 and £14.6 billion for 2021 financial year. They said their increased confidence derives from progress on customer loyalty, growing its fixed broadband base and delivering 5G efficiently through network sharing.
Nobody said that an advert has to be a work of art. It just has to stick in your mind, doesn't it?
I suppose. It seems to have worked with
you. It works on me, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Right, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar looking a little bit stronger. Hopes of a Brexit deal could play out. Pound against dollar 132 this morning. Euro dollar 118.5. 1 euro 11.5 cents for your British pound this morning.
It says in the paper today that it might take until the 28th of December for that deal to be ratified.
Well, that's classic sort of European, yeah, dare I say, British negotiations. Well, these things are always more dramatic when sort of leaders emerge in the early hours of the morning after a long night round the negotiating table to finally come to a compromise at the 11th hour. Always seems perhaps the way things should be done. It shows perhaps politicians are earning their money.
Couldn't be heading towards an extension of any kind, could we?
It's hard to see that. Would Boris Johnson go for an extension? I think it's very hard. I mean, it's possible that you could see an implementation extension. I suppose it could be framed in those terms. But it would be difficult to see how they would want to do that politically.
Okay, right. Thank you very much.
Have a good day, sir.
Speak to you tomorrow. Hank Potts and Barclays.